section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Raw ratings decline, Dreamer returns, and we talk TNA. All this and much, much more on this week's Off the Mark.
This is TNA Impact referee Brian Hebner, and you're listening to Off the Mark.
86 Productions.
Another episode of Off the Mark. We are the podcast that provides the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am Andrew. He is Aaron. Let's get right into the news. So Cesaro is out 4 to 6 months. What happened here, Aaron?
Yeah, so unfortunately, he injured his arm, and I believe they said it was a shoulder tear or something along those lines. And they said, unfortunately, it's going to be 4 to 6 months, which is terrible timing, because with all the injuries, all the people out right now, Cesaro was definitely in line to be an upper mid card based on the people that are available right now. When the bigger guys get back, he probably would get demoted to mid card, but nonetheless, you know, he had the opportunity to really step up. Unfortunately, now by the time he gets back, Rollins is going to be back, Lesnar's going to be there, Cena's going to be there, Randy Orton's going to be there, so it might be a pretty tough spot to be in.
It is, and it's really sad because Cesaro is actually a good talent. It's just WWE was not using him properly. So I don't know what they're going to do with him. You know, he could be back by WrestleMania, but I believe that they're going to wait. But
yeah,
hopefully they repackage him, give him some other gimmick, you know, because I don't think he really has one, but I guess we'll wait and see. Now, Raw, we don't like to talk ratings, but this is a big deal. Raw has been losing more and more viewers. Mm-hmm. Now, Aaron, do you think it's because of the product, or do you think that maybe the Nielsen boxes are going into the wrong homes?
So the way the Nielsen boxes work is, you know, statistics. You know, they don't pull every person in the country to ask them questions. Instead, they pull a very large margin of people and very different types of demographics to get an idea. And from there, you do a Gallup poll, basically. And then there's a percentage, you know, plus minus, that it could be correct, incorrect. Raw, however, though, has been down consistently year over year. And, you know, some of the things that they say, oh, well, it's the holidays, or, you know what, they're going up against the NFL, and that's why. And I think that that's a crutch argument. I really do. I think that that's actually a really bad argument because, you know, back in the 90s, in the late 90s in particular, Raw and Nitro were matching the NFL. They were getting very, very close to the NFL, who were on ABC at the time, you know, for Monday nights. So that's on a national network, and they were getting very close to them. And actually, Raw and Nitro together beat the NFL multiple weeks. So I think that this is them being lazy. The same stories that they're being told right now are cookie cutter. And when you see the Raw after Survivor Series was down 10%, it was actually the worst Raw, I think they said, 17 years, the lowest for the ratings. That says something. If your product and for 17 years has not been this low, that kind of says something about what's going on. And if you're showing the same thing, people are going to turn their backs to it. They really are. So I don't know. I mean, I think that this is terrible news. You know, I mean, under 3 million people, that's really bad. What do you think, Andy?
I believe this just tells you that the product isn't good anymore. I think it's gotten stale. They're becoming WCW in a way. They had an opportunity to make more stars, and they blew it. There were so many opportunities to do this. Instead, They have to bring people back that haven't been in the WWE for a long time that maybe are working with a competitor, if you want to say that. So I think that this says a lot of things, and I hope that, you know, creative is like, you know what, maybe we should go in this direction, or maybe we should push this guy because I see something in him. That's really what it boils down to. And to a certain extent, I actually blame Michael Cole because I think he's horrible, but
I wouldn't say it's necessarily Michael.
I'm saying it's all his fault, but I just want to say he was terrible. but to me, this is really irritating because I'm going to flat out say this. I did not watch Raw for the first time in years, and not because they were fixing power lines. That's not the reason. I haven't got to it because I read what happened and it's like, oh, wow, that's it. I haven't watched it yet, and there's a good chance that I might just, you know, that I might not even it's been DVR'd, but I haven't watched it, so they may not even get that number from me. If I was, I'm not a part of Nielsen, but apparently DirecTV gives all that information to them. But to me, you know, I'm getting off track here. The big thing is that the ratings say something. Now, if Cena comes back and we'll say someone else comes back and the ratings increase, then they need to find new stars and they need to do it now. And I believe they were doing that with Kevin Owens. And I believe with that, they stopped. It's like, oh, we're going to put him to Cena. And then it's like, well, put him to the world title then. You know, you can't do that. Or have him beat Cena for the U.S. Championship. They should have done something like that. But instead, you know, this Del Rio thing, you know, that's getting into a whole different thing. But realistically, I believe that the product has become stale.
I agree. I think that it's stale. There's nothing. The only thing that we can talk about that I think is exciting is actually the New Day. I think that they are the only ones that are the most entertaining in and out of the ring. You know, and when I say out of the ring, I mean, you know, promos and everything like that. I think that they are absolutely fantastic. They are like if somebody said, oh, hey, I haven't watched wrestling in a while. What do you recommend? I'd say, well, you know, obviously look at some CM Punk stuff. Look at Daniel Bryan. If you're looking for something Monday nights, anything with the New Day. And they'll be like, well, you know, like I don't quite get them. Be like, look, they're trying to be a little over the top, a little annoying, not like annoying, but like a little like, you know, in your face, you know, like just kind of crazy, but they are entertaining as hell. And that's the thing that I would tell people. That's what I would point to. But Andy, we could talk about this for hours. Let's move on. Apparently Lana has a lot of heat backstage, and it really stems from her getting engaged to Rusev and having, you know, being reported on Instagram and having TMZ report it, you know, all that fun stuff. Do you think that this is going to blow over, or do you think that this is actually a really bad career move for her?
This is a bad thing for her right now. She really, what they did, they shouldn't have done. If you want to announce something, that's great, and tell some friends and family, that's fine. But don't post it on Instagram. I mean, we've seen social media is a huge deal. I was always told that if you want to put something on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, if you think it's okay to be on the front page of your local paper, then it's okay. But for this, there's the same thing. Is that okay? No, it's not. If you're still training to become a wrestler and you're just a valet, this could just shoot you down where you're stuck being a valet or maybe stuck being on the indies. Then relationships change. I mean, we've seen that happen a couple of times. Charlotte Bram. So that's the thing. They should have done it. I mean, the heat, when you say nuclear heat, this would not surprise me if by the end of the year she is released. That would not surprise me right now.
Oh, no. I disagree. I disagree. I don't think that she would get released. That would surprise the hell out of me if it happened within the next year and a half. Like, that really would. Just because she got engaged. She has a lot of heat, and I understand why. Because you want to try and keep your character separate from your personal life. And unfortunately, they've kind of merged the two. You know, you kind of want to suspend disbelief a little bit. I think that this will eventually blow over, but I do think that she set her career back probably 3 years with that move.
But okay, but if you want to look at it this way, okay, so they did that. Tyler Breeze, when he is not doing his character, he talks normal. He talks very intelligent. And you would think that, oh, okay, well, he's letting people know that, hey, that's my character. When I'm done doing my character, this is me. And that's what I'm getting at is that that's how it should be treated as well. But I think they're doing it because they're just more TO'd with her, basically. But actually, that what I just said doesn't make sense. Anyway, so let's just talk about Raw. So we had Roman Reigns versus Sheamus on free TV. Why? Mm-hmm. Why was this on free TV? That's what I didn't understand when I was reading it. I was like, why are they doing this match already? TLC's in a few weeks.
So, you know, they came out, Triple H said, you know what, you want a match against him? Tell you what, you can have it tonight, but you have to win in 5 minutes and 15 seconds. And I'd say, okay, because that's how long Roman Reigns held the title for. So I get it. Like, that's kind of interesting. I don't think that they should have given this away on free TV. However, given the ratings last week, they probably were trying to be like, look, we got to try something. I don't think Roman Reigns versus Sheamus is really going to put some eyes on the TV set, but whatever. You're choosing to do this. At the end of 5 minutes, that's when we had people attack Roman Reigns. You had Rusev, King Barrett, and Alberto Del Rio. Now, they said that this was the League of Nations, or League of Nations. My issue with Raw in general is this. I think that this past Raw, if it was a 2-hour show, would have been fine. It would have been a B-. It would not have been the greatest show you ever need to see, but it would have been passable. It would have been fine. It would have been, you know, hey, we're getting the story going. I would have been okay with that. Here's the problem with 3-hour Raws, though. This was basically the second hour main event, right? And then they decided, you know what? We're going to have a 4-and-4 match now. So Roman Reigns and Sheamus got to wrestle twice in one night, in the second hour and in the third hour. So we had Roman Reigns and Usos and Dean Ambrose take on the League of Nations, right? This is a match that if you decided, let's say it was a 2-hour Raw, they go, it ends in a disqualification. So Sheamus keeps the title and they get some more heat on him. And then on SmackDown, they decided to do the 4-and-4, which they did this week. Although they did it with, it was really 4-and-1. But they could have said, you know what? On next week's Raw, we are going to have an exclusive. We're going to have the League of Nations take on Roman Reigns, the Usos, and Dean Ambrose. 4-on-4 match, next week's Raw main event. Thank you. You just set up the main event for next week's Raw. That's the issue I have with these 3 hours. That last hour is so pointless. And you have these matches that go on too long. And I like long matches, but when it's the same tag team or six-man tag team, it's hey, guess what? Fast forward through the first commercial break and then, you know, come back and middle of the second one, hit play. Because that's when you know you can watch and it'll be good. That's the biggest problem I really have with this stuff. And I'm not saying I don't go back to the Attitude Era or anything like that. I'm not saying that at all. But in the Attitude Era, you could see a 5-minute match, a 8-minute match, and it would be fine. And you could have 5 matches in a night and it's totally okay. That's the biggest issue I had with this. With all that said, Andy, what are your thoughts on the League of Nations?
I don't care. I really could care. I was hoping there would be another faction at some point, but I don't like this one because I think it's going to end up being like an NWO type style faction. But that's just me.
I think that this is going to be more like the Core, actually. Do you remember the Core, Andy?
Wow. That's taking it back.
That is a poll right there. That is a poll from when we first started this show.
Wow,
the Core. It is gonna be like that. This faction is probably not gonna last through WrestleMania.
Really?
Yeah.
So is this gonna be one of those things where they make the t-shirts up and then come Royal Rumble, it's over?
Yeah, pretty much.
So it's like
they're a 3-man band.
So it's like the John Cena shirts. They just come out, you know, every 2 months, and that's what they're going to do with these factions. Put them out for a few months, and then clearance on all their shirts for $5.
Yeah,
but you know, here's the one thing that was really cool is that Ambrose is now your new number one contender for the IC title, and Kevin Owens was absent from this Raw, and it turns out that he was legitimately sick, and sick enough where they said you're not going on TV, and they actually sent him home.
Yeah,
which I think is a big deal because that never happens where they send someone home because they're that sick. So I hope he's better. I really do. That's interesting that they sent him home because, you know, but it's nice because he gets a week off, you know, a few days off, which is kind of nice, but still.
I mean, it's unfortunate that he was he was at home and not able to be on Raw. But do you like Dean Ambrose as the number one contender for the IC title?
If he's going to take the IC title off Owens, which I don't think he will. Both these guys, if they're going to do like a TLC match, it could be interesting because you got to remember Dean Ambrose is from CZW. Owens wrestled there as well and also in ROH. And Owens wrestled pretty much every type of match out there. And this could be a really good match, or this could be, hey, you guys get 5 minutes curtain to curtain, so you need to rush this match real fast. Okay, let's have 4 spots and then call it. That's what's probably going to happen here, which is really, really sad. That's why pay-per-views should actually end up being 5 matches, so then everyone gets, you know, 10 minutes to 15 minutes curtain to curtain.
Yeah. No, I'm okay with this. I think that, having important people go after titles makes the titles feel important. I really like this idea. I actually would have had like a mini tournament, like a 4-man tournament, where they wrestled on SmackDown and then the final two on Raw, something like that, make it feel even better. But, either way, that's nitpicking, I like this. If Dean Ambrose defeats Kevin Owens, I'm okay with it. I'm very okay with it because this is somebody who is deserved of the title. If you take off the really bad people, this is a title that Macho Man held, the Ultimate Warrior held, Shawn Michaels, Razor Ramon, Steve Austin. This is an important title for a lot of people. Kevin Owens currently holds that title. He's done a pretty good job with it, and he needs other dance partners, and Dean Ambrose is a very good dance partner. The only downside to this is that we have seen these two wrestle multiple times before, and so if you sweep that under the rug, you have this at TLC, I think this could be a really good match.
I wish I had a sound effect for sweeping underneath the rug that I could have played there. of course, this should be good. Also, Kevin Owens, get well. I also saw the weirdest thing I read, though, was that Tommy Dreamer made an appearance. Of course, they were in Philly, if I'm correct. Pittsburgh. So that kind of makes sense, because they're close enough. Pennsylvania, they love ECW. So why not bring the innovator of violence? Yep. Is that okay? Now, before I talk about this, I have a problem with Tommy Dreamer coming back. I have a big, big problem.
Really? Why is that?
He's had, that he knows of, almost 20 concussions.
Yep.
Daniel Bryan's had, what, 3? Mm-hmm. How did Tommy Dreamer get cleared? But Daniel Bryan has not been cleared yet. That's my problem with seeing Tommy Dreamer. I like Tommy Dreamer. I actually just saw him in a match for Dreamwave from a few months back. I just watched the DVD. And honestly, it was good. And it was nice to see him. But the thing is, if he's had that many concussions and they clear him, I have a problem now. Daniel Bryan, realistically, I think has 3 to 4 good years. If he gets another concussion, okay, I see it. Then we're all wrong. But realistically, he needs to go back and train, and I would love to see him come back. In fact, the sad part is he probably won't come back to Royal Rumble. And if that's what they're doing, I understand. I'm fine then.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a while. I think that they need to protect him a little bit more. I mean, that's something that really does upset me, the fact that they put him in a ladder match and they were putting him in all these dangerous matches. I really hate that. But Tommy Dreamer, I was happy to see him. I think that was a smart move. The only other move that would have been better, potentially, would have been Spike Dudley. That's the only other one that would have been better. But Tommy Dreamer obviously makes sense. Raven isn't going to be in the WWE anytime soon. So, I think that when I think ECW, I think Tommy Dreamer. So it was cool to see him back. I don't know what they're going to do for TLC. We could potentially see a tables match and have Tommy Dreamer in there. That's always a possibility. So either way, I'm actually kind of excited about that. And I like this segment. I thought it was a smart segment to have. It's not like it was nothing crazy. It's just a good segment. So
now if they put these guys in a tables match, is it going to be single elimination? Because they've done that before.
I would love to see. Well, I would love to see a elimination style. I think that would be great, as opposed to one person goes through, because I like seeing multiple tables break. I think that's smart to do. So you do a 3-on-3 and you could have the Dudley boys win 2-1, or 2-0, I guess, and 3D the last guy through the table. That's what I would do.
Oh, that's actually a good way to end it, by the way. Good job. Both you and Roger had good things. So Roger last week, you this week.
Mm-hmm.
Because I like the way Undertaker thing would end. By the way, I'll just point this out now before, because I'm assuming people are like, you're an idiot. I take back what I said. If Undertaker does go in the Hall of Fame in Dallas, I will not sell my ticket unless I get like $500 for it. Then for $500, I will buy in, not sell out. Anyways, so let's thank our sponsor, HostGator. Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or are you just not happy with your web host? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and hands down the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, OffTheMark, you're going to save 25% off your web hosting packages. So what are you going to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs. Also, make sure you check out Section 86's Off The Mark page and click on the banner at the top to say big on items from WWEShop.com. Wow, we're going to talk about Impact Wrestling, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I can't believe
it's been a while.
It's been a long time. I think we've talked about Paragon Pro Wrestling more than we've talked about Impact.
So first things first, obviously they've had their title tournament. That's been what's been dominating TNA for the past 2 months, basically. And, you know, I mean, it was 32 people that were going at it, you know, it was round robin. So there were a lot of, you know, a lot of matches. And let's be honest here, there wasn't a whole lot to report on. So instead, we're going to talk about the final 16 competitors and what we kind of see coming. But Andy, we just touched on it last week. They're going to Pop TV, 20 million more homes. You know, you probably already have this. I know you said you don't have an HD. But do you think that it is going to help them out? You know, I mean, they're averaging like 500,000 viewers. So do you think that this will put them back up to the 1 million mark?
I don't know, because you can have there's so many channels that are on like DirecTV and Dish Network that most people don't even watch. I mean, the TV Guide Network, I mean, it started out as the Electronic Programming Guide, and that's going back to like the 80s. Okay. Anyways, now let's get to Pop TV. Pop TV, even though it's on there, I tell you the truth, I watched Pop TV for the first time, I think like 2 years ago, and I have no idea why. Maybe I was sick, and that's about it. So am I going to start watching Pop TV more because of what they offer on there? I doubt it. I'll probably just watch for TNA, but you know, we'll see. You know, this is a wait and see, because in a way it may, you know, reports came out that they had no other place to go. And I don't know if that's true. It might be. But if that's the case, then I don't know. And also, is Pop TV going to be wanting wrestling, you know, after a while? Mm-hmm. I mean, granted, it's going to give them a ratings boost, but you got to weigh your options out. So, but anyways,
I think it's going to be good for Pop, though, because you're going to have a devoted fan base that's going to go there to watch. So I'm going to say you're going to have 500,000 viewers who will go there. And you're going to have some people such as myself. You know, I had mentioned that for me to watch TNA, it's an extra $10 a month for me, which isn't much. It's only $10, right? Netflix is $10. WWE Network, $10, right? It's not much. But for me, I get the NFL Network with that. I get a couple other channels. And so I have to sit there and think, I'm paying $10 a month. I get 4 TNAs. I get to watch the NFL Network. So during the, you know, football season, it's okay. This time, I don't have to do that now. And so that actually for me is kind of a win-win. And I'm very happy for this move. You know, this just more me personally. But I think that you'll have more people who will then watch that channel. And you have the possibility of maybe converting some viewers. The problem with Destination America is, you know, when I saw TNA on there and I would see the, you know, commercials for some of their other programming, I said, oh, that's interesting, but it's not for me. And there are people that it's for, and I'm sure they converted some people. But I don't know. I think that Pop TV would probably be more in line with TNA. But obviously, we will find out this, you know, as things move along. Andy, let's get into the 16-man tournament. So as you can see, here are the brackets for it. I want to ask you, EC3 versus DJZ, who do you got?
Oh, EC3, easy.
I think that that's a very easy one. The next one, though, Bram versus Davey Richards. Now, EC3 is going to win the first one. He's obviously a heel. Do you have Bram win to take on EC3, or do you have Davey Richards?
You have Davey Richards at this time.
I think that too, but I think that EC3 wins that one. I think EC3 goes to the finals. So that'd be my guess. Drew Gallows versus Lashley. This one, though, is very hard because I could see Drew Gallows winning this.
Yeah, he could, but it's going to go with Bobby Lashley. You can't have, like, you know, someone like Lashley, like that big of a force, lose to, you know, Drew.
Yeah, I think that could be, you know, that's a tough one. Now, the other one is, and I apologize because I'm going to butcher the person's name. He's the Indian fellow, Mahabali. I apologize for that. It's taking on Eli Drake. I have Mahabali winning that one. Do you agree, or do you think Eli is going to win?
I'll say Drake on that one.
Okay. And then Tigray Uno versus Gail Kim?
Uno.
I would agree with that. I think that Tigray Uno is going to win that. Eric Young and Kenny King, though.
Kenny King.
I got Eric Young, and I think that's only because Kenny King has been... I don't think he's signed with Ring of Honor, but he's, you know, doing some dates with them. So I think EY wins that one. Jesse, the body, Jesse Gordon, I don't remember his name, versus Awesome Kong. Who do you got?
Awesome Kong.
I agree with that one as well. And then we have Bobby Roode against Matt Hardy.
Gosh, that's a tough. I'm going to say Matt Hardy, though.
I got Bobby Roode for this. I think that Roode, you know, will get the victory here. We, you know, that one is going to be another tough one. I think kind of like Lashley and Drew Gallows. This is this could be a toss up, and I think that whoever wins will probably go pretty far in this series too. You know, like for example, Lashley, if he wins, I think that you could see Lashley EC3 in the semifinals, and same thing here. You know, with Bobby Roode, I think that we would see him in the semifinals. But what's interesting, though, if you take a look at the bottom bracket with Tigray Uno and Gail Kim and all them, Bobby Roode and Matt Hardy are the two that I would have put in the semifinals. And so now Bobby Roode and Matt Hardy, whoever wins that is going to be in the semifinals, in my opinion. So would you have EY then make it to the semifinals as well? Is that who you would have go?
I guess in this case, you would have to have EY. Versus whoever wins down there, which we know it's not going to be Jesse, and we know it's not going to be Awesome Kong.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would have to have, I think in this case, you'd have to have Eric Young. I mean, you could have Gail Kim versus Awesome Kong, but then they would face...
The winner of EC3 yeah, and so
let's
Lashley.
Say, let's say EC3 yeah. wins, and you have EC3 versus Awesome Kong for the finals. Yeah, you can't do that.
And I don't think TNA is going to go that route. I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say for semifinals, we're going to see EC3. I think that's a very safe assumption. And then I would say Lashley. And then on the other side, we're probably going to have EY and Bobby Roode. And so I think the finals may be EC3 versus Bobby Roode. That'd be my guess.
Okay. Yeah, that can be a good one.
And the thing is, I'm excited now about the tournament because we know that now it is a tournament. The round robin thing, I don't think works on that grand of a scale. You know, the way that they're doing it kind of FIFA World Cup style. And I think that that's fine. I think that's interesting to do, but not in this context. I don't think that it works because when TNA was only dominated by this stuff and there weren't really storylines going on, instead it's only about the title. And I wasn't interested in watching it. Instead, I just read the reviews because that's all that you really had to go on. But now I'm very interested in this, and it looks like the titled tournament is going to conclude when they go to Pop TV. So the first episode of Pop TV, we will be crowning a new TNA World Heavyweight Champion. So I think that could be really good, and it could really help out with the ratings then too.
Yeah, and great. You know, it's great that they were able to do this. You know, I know that I knock TNA a lot because I think the direction they're going in is bad. But, you know... When you look at if they competed with WWE just a little bit, I think that would be a bigger deal because then WWE is like, well, we have to step up our game. Because remember, wrestling, the greatest that it was with the Monday Night Wars. Mm-hmm. I believe that if TNA ever moved from Tuesday to Wednesday to from Tuesday to Monday night, I think it would be a big mistake. I mean, they tried that once before 7-9. Or 8-10, and then of course Raw was 8-11, and they never really did much. But yeah, so I'm just glad to see competition out there. I guess this is the main thing. I mean, with Ring of Honor, they're going to be on Comet, which I don't have any Comet around here at all. But I am looking forward to. I guess I'm just looking forward to seeing what they're going to do for their first live show because they're going to surprise us. And I hope it's a real live show, not like where they tape the show an hour and a half and then that's it. You know, and they do that, you know, at, we'll say, they do it at, that's 8 p.m. and they just run it completely through. So it's live for a little bit, then all of a sudden it stops being live. I just hope it's live the entire 2 hours. Because I think that's
live,
that's
or live-ish, you know, like,
I don't, if, like, if live-ish, because people will post spoilers and
yeah, but if it's an hour delay, it's not bad. But if they, if it's like a 5 hour delay, well, yeah, then it's going to be out there. So it's just a matter of, you know, if it's slightly delayed, I'm okay with it. But I really hope that it's a good episode. I'm really pulling for TNA. I'm excited to watch TNA again, where it's going to be real storylines. And if they have a good creative direction, then I think that, you know, we, a lot of times it's LOL TNA. But I think now we might have an opportunity after we know who the title, you know, owner is going to be. We have an opportunity to enjoy TNA again. And that's what I would like to do.
Yeah. And of course, we got to give props to Derek Bateman. I mean, EC3 for tearing it up down there, because I believe without EC3, he's not, it's not there. I truthfully believe that if it wasn't for EC3, TNA would be even worse than what it is, because they finally developed a star. Realistically, everyone else, I don't think they've developed them. Bobby Lashley was already a star. DJZ technically was somewhat. Bram, of course, we know from NXT. But Bobby Roode. Mm-hmm. And Eric Young. Yeah, so, but I just hope they develop even more stars. Well, that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at AuthorMark86. I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast, and I want to thank all of our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And for Aaron Hughes, I am Andrew Hughes, and until next time, we'll see you in the ring.